Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Recording. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose, where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth, The Bachelorette. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Brie.
Yay! We have Brie, everybody. The beautiful Brie Springs is here. I'm sitting with her on Zoom. Justine is off on her vacation, left me high and dry. I had to find somebody to fill in, but
we had to find somebody. Who's going to take this job?
Exactly.
Who's going to take Justine's job?
Big shoes to fill, but Brie was so happy to jump on in, and so happy to have you. How are you?
In a second. Thank you. I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Yeah. Thank you both for having me so much. It is a big role to fill, Justine. I can't come close to it, but I can try. So just thank you both for having me. I'm excited, and y'all's commentary just gives me life. Life.
Oh.
Well, it gave me life whenever I was dead watching my season. So
when you were
thank you.
Dead watching yourself back.
Yes.
Damn.
Thank you.
We revived you. So you're new to New York. You're getting set up. You're moving into your new apartment. Everything's on back order, I see. How's the move going?
Everything is on back order. And oh my God, it is. It's not as bad as people prepared me for. I will say that, you know, everyone's always like moving is the worst. I feel like whenever some of the girls from my season actually moved up here, they were telling me about all their packages that got lost and stolen. And I've had, you know, past roommates who've had mattresses stolen from the front door. So none of that happened to me. None of that happened to me. None of my deliveries were stolen. They were all safe and tucked away, but everything is back ordered until like for months for the rest of the summer. Who knows how long it'll be that way.
They're still talking about like COVID delays. They're blaming it on the COVID delays. I'm like,
blame it on the COVID delays. I heard it was like a lot of stuff like that's used to like stuff the couches is like used for to make PPE, so that's been like priority. I have no idea. So all I know is I want my furniture.
I know
that I'm paying for.
So you're like, I don't care. I just want to catch this on. Thank you.
Yeah. But so I'll survive.
You will survive. Yes. New York is not a bad place to be in summertime, even though the weather's been trash. Summer in New York is pretty cute.
Weather's been trash, but it hasn't been dreadfully hot. And I'm appreciative of that.
Right. Okay.
Except this for that rain, heat wave though. That I missed. I missed a heat wave that we had.
There was a bit of a heat wave, but now it's just raining every goddamn day, which is really...
That was not fun on my walk this morning.
Not fun at all. So what brought you to New York? Because you're a Cali girl, and you're on a whole new coast.
I'm on a whole new coast. I was in California for almost 7 years, 7-8 years, which is crazy to think about. Almost 7 years. And... I love it in California. I've always wanted to live in New York, especially after my mom moved to Boston. My mom and I would take like girls trips, holiday trips up to New York
because
it's only a 3-hour drive. So
right.
Wanted to be close to my mom after COVID. And yeah. then always wanted to travel, always wanted to be here for work. Like, luckily I had the best of both worlds in San Francisco because I worked in San Francisco, mm-hmm. had the okay. luxury of like being in good weather, good climate, being outside, yeah. being California, but also mm-hmm. still traveling back and forth to New York because my work, all, a lot of our work was in New York. A lot of press oh. and media outlets are in New York. So right. I'm okay. here now. Yeah. Work has brought me to New York. I have a new job. Oh. I'm starting a new job after my 9-month sabbatical is what we're calling
yes,
it.
Yes, you were telling me this fun employment, 9-month-long fun nine employment. Man, you should have stayed at it.
And I enjoyed every single day of it, but I
know you did.
It was long enough to where now I feel really refreshed and recharged and yeah. like ready to begin back. Working again. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And what's your field? What are you?
Yeah,
what are you
I'm
doing?
In. So I'm in PR. I'm in comms, and so I am going to be. I'm going to okay. be running comms. I'm doing comms for a startup company out here in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's fun.
It's an online art gallery, so I'm really excited. Oh, we wow. just started, and I'm really excited to just grow the brand, grow the company, yeah. and like really be a team yeah. player. So
that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. It's very. It's definitely different from my last job going to a startup, mm-hmm. but I'm excited for the mm-hmm. challenge. I think there's going to be a lot of learning experiences that come along with it. And I have a really yeah. great team, a supportive team already. So I'm just great. Very excited about that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's going to be a challenge. I know startup life. I work for a nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
Which basically operates like a startup and
yeah, they
wearing
do.
All the different hats. Everybody's
you
doing
wear
everything.
Every single hat. Yeah. Every I'm excited hat. For that. I'm like, yeah. this is good. This is a really good experience for me to have. So couldn't yeah, have it other, any other way.
Awesome. Well, very excited you're on the pod. We have not brought anyone onto the podcast in a hot minute. I was like digging back through
Who was the
our
last person?
Archive. I think Mike Johnson was our last person. Which was, he didn't guest host. We've only had one other
guest host.
Person guest host, CN Fleming. I don't know if you know her. She's from Ari's season. Maybe not.
The show. I never watched the show. I'm guilty of never watching the show.
You didn't watch
the show. No, the
before
only.
Before Matt's season. Oh,
wow. The only season I watched was Pilot Pete season. That was the
okay.
first one I watched.
So right
and
before.
Like, I was
yeah.
forced to watch it.
I mean, you got to do some research before you pop up on
yeah.
national television.
It's true. And I, that is
wise.
One thing I wish I did more of was more research.
A little bit more research.
Yeah.
Wow. So you just basically blind?
Basically. But,
why?
I mean, and everyone warned me and were like, you know, this is the biggest reality TV show. Like you,
yeah.
and all my friends were huge fans, like Bachelor Nation fans.
Okay.
So I felt
yeah.
like they were prepping me, but
yeah.
obviously we were not in to the analytics of everything either. So
right.
like, you know, that this account Bachelor data.
Oh yeah.
That wasn't a thing before, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No. I think that
yeah,
came during
so,
that season.
Yes. Yeah, so if that stuff, if that was a thing, then like, no, obviously I would
have
not
forewarned.
Have yeah. And I don't yeah. think my friends were going down to the T of like, okay, so this person got the first one-on-one date, so then that means I make it. This, you know,
yeah.
they weren't doing it like that.
Drawing the
you
lines.
Know, they were not
yeah.
those kinds of Bachelor Nation.
No.
So
no.
appreciative of shout out to whoever runs that account because that was clutch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an awesome account.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. So you just kind of went in blind and now you're here. Now you're doing post-Bachelor experience
yeah.
podcast guest hosting.
I kind of like it though.
Yeah, fun little life. So I have a million and one questions for you. I put up a quick little questions thing on IG. Everybody has a million questions for Brie.
Dang.
So before we dive into the recap, because we are going to talk Katie's season, Ooh. Journey for Love, whatever, episode 2. We're going to get to it, I promise, but this interview might be a little bit more interesting.
I'm dead.
But yeah, I want to pick your brain a little bit. First question. Your hair is so shiny. What do you put on it? I've been going on and on about your hair. It's glistening in the light right now on Zoom. What do you put on your hair?
I'm really trying to think about what I've done in the past to make my hair so shiny because it has not
yeah.
always been like this. You know how people tell you whenever
oh.
you get older, the texture of your hair changes?
Can change. Oh, yeah.
Mine is changing a lot. Like, I'll tell you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
My hair is not recognizable to me today that it was when I was a teenager or growing up.
Wow.
Even in college, I don't recognize it. But you know what? Maybe it's come from the education in the salon that I've gotten, because whenever I could start affording it, I did go to a salon once a month just because I was like, I'm not passionate. I want to grow my hair out. Like
I'm committed. Your hair. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm committed to growing my hair out, protecting it. This is how I style my hair. I usually wear my hair straight. I've just recently been getting comfortable wearing it natural. And that's because it broke off a lot from straightening my hair growing up. And so I'm just like,
oh yeah,
whenever I wear it curly, because I don't comb my hair every day, because I can hear my hair breaking. And I'm like, dang, that I was like, this is too much. This was the easiest thing for me. And surprisingly, for as much as I straighten my hair, it as long as I keep it healthy and get it cut often, it's not damaging it too much. It still damages it, but not crazy. But I just
heat is not good.
Yeah, just shampoo. I deep condition once a week. I don't know how true this is, but let me ask you a personal question. How often do you wash your hair?
Ooh, when it's in its natural state, probably. Damn, I've been wearing braids for a minute. I can't remember. Once a week. Once every 10 days or so.
That's how often I had been washing it my whole life. And then sometimes, you know, I get a little lazy. One week turns into 2 weeks.
So 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks turns into I'm wearing a scarf.
Yes.
So no one can see my hair.
Yes. Yeah. Baseball cap, bun, slicked back. Oh, how you just slicked back bun? This is oil. This is built up oil.
Yeah.
But I think my mom and I were sitting in bed one time and she was telling me about this black dermatologist that she follows. And I guess the black dermatologist said that, you know, some things were like, it was like myth or bust. Like, you know, black women wash their hair once a week. We have wash days. Like, it's what I've been doing religiously since the moment I can remember that I was washing my hair on my own. But she said that I'm not even going to go through, I'm going to just butcher it. And I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm not a dermatologist, but she said it's healthier for your scalp to cleanse it like every 4 to 5 days, as opposed to like 6 or 7. Just strips it of all the oils and buildup in your hair. And yeah. I've always strayed away from like greasing my hair too much. Like I use this like styling treatment oil for my scalp because I do get a really dry scalp sometimes, but that's it. I won't put any other product in my hair other than that.
Wow.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just got people have been telling me different things and I've been taking, you know, their advice little by little.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, shampoo, deep conditioning. I do try to wash my hair at least four times. I mean, once every 4 days.
Once every 4 days, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to what I was doing 7 days. And I do notice, I've noticed a difference. My ends are looking a little dry because I haven't gotten it cut in a little bit, but
Hair is interesting like that. It's so weird. Personal. And so it takes, I've been natural now. How long am I natural? Like 8, 9 years. I don't even remember. And I'm still learning my hair. I'm still figuring out products that work. I'm still
that work and that just, it's such a, that is one thing that I will say is hard. It's like, especially as many new, like black owned hair brands are coming out that I want to try all of them. It's hard to find something that works, period. Like, sometimes I like really the way this does this for my hair when it's straight, but I like this product for when it's curly and then maybe it doesn't work anymore. Cause I'm telling you, the texture of my hair is like drastically different and I don't know what that's from. Yeah.
Wild. All right. So we'll deep condition.
Deep condition. Shea moisture.
Shea moisture action. So my next question, you are really tiny on television. You look dead ass 4'9". How tall are you?
That's a great question. 5'2".
Okay.
Still tiny. Still tiny. Still
far off from 4'9". You are so small.
Still tiny. And everyone, no one calls it out until they actually are standing next to me. And they're like, whoa, you're small.
Small. Because it's hard to tell. Because Matt James is a tall dude. So I'm like, she's really small.
I think he might be 6'4", 6'5". And that's. I heard abnormally tall, like really
tall.
Yeah,
he's like extra tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's actually tall.
You usually date really tall guys. It's always the little ones like you that be snatching up all of them tall ones.
I know. He's the first guy that I've dated that's over 6 foot like that.
Over 6 feet. Okay, not bad.
Maybe an ex was like 6 foot, but like not as tall as Matt.
Not like.
No way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My sister, she's a small one, and she too has a track record of all these like taking all the tall, big ones. Her boyfriend now is like regular height, but I'm like, it'd be a little tiny one.
They really snatch up
all the 6 foot tall. Leaving
that was the it poor... was nice. I don't know what it was about his height. Maybe it's just because I feel like I can just like snuggle in wherever, so fit in, fit in wherever I want.
Yeah.
But that was really nice.
Yeah. Oh man.
I would consider that. Again. Consider getting someone tall.
Tall. Yes, not Matt. Tall. Mm-hmm. You're like. Mm-mm, mm-mm. Mm-mm. You are a new older sister.
I am.
Is that right? You're a little baby sister. You were an only child for 25 years or something.
Whole ass 25 years. Like that's my amazing. Mom really doesn't know what she's doing anymore.
She's starting fresh. This is a brand new baby.
Can you even count your first child at that point? Like, I don't think so.
Right. Oh my God. What is that like being an older sister? That's a whole new identity that you're assuming at such an old age.
It is.
Old age.
It is.
Old for.
Yeah, older for a sibling. It's been an experience. And can I also just say, too, like today, I was FaceTiming my mom. Rumi's about to be a year old, so she just turned 10 months. I was just with her in Mexico for a few weeks. We did a little family vacation together. But today we were FaceTiming and she said Bri-Bri. And Rumi doesn't talk. Like she's gotten out mama. Like she'll say that. Uh-huh. But she said Bri-Bri today. Sounds. Let me tell you.
Damn, she full on said your name.
I was crying. I was like I was in tears. I was like, Mom, stop what you're doing. Screen recorded the whole FaceTime. Yeah. And we were like, say it again. And it was just, it's bizarre. It's so cute. Yeah. It's bizarre how much you can care for someone like
for
that.
For a little human like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure all mothers are like, fuck this bitch. But it's bizarre how you can care for a little human that you birthed.
Yeah.
Well, I did not birth. But no, she's, no. it's definitely, I've assumed this role of having someone that, mm-hmm. you know, now looks up to me and someone who I can nurture. Mm-hmm. And I think I was even saying to someone, like, it just gives me a lot of comfort to know that she has me and my mom. So she has like double the wisdom. So I know I feel very secure that she's going to be even better off than I am. So that is the best feeling for sure.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh,
I fucking love her. That. She's adorable.
Yeah. My little nephew, he calls me Tata. Auntie Tata. And the first time he said it, I was like,
oh, you were dying.
Dying.
How old is he?
He just turned two.
That's kind of a really cute age.
Yeah. He's
my god sister
going crazy.
My god sister, who's three, she's at the age where she can get away with murder. She can get away with murder and we're still going to love her exactly the same. She didn't do anything wrong in our minds. Like, she's perfect. We're obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. Once they hit past six, you're kind of like, you're cute, but not that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
So I'm just excited to like snuggle her for while she's this young. I've got 6 more years.
Exactly. Relish. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. All right. So let's chat a little bit about your experience on the show a bit. So you went on this show that you didn't really research. You just popped up on there.
I did some research, but not all the research I should have done.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.